All right. I am with Michael Crocker with Erie County GOP. Michael, just tell me, like, what does Elise Stefanik bring to the table as she attempts to run for governor of New York?
Congresswoman Stefanik isn't just one of the most recognizable faces in the New York Republican Party. She's one of the most respected faces in the Republican Party nationally. She's a staunch ally to President Donald Trump. She has become a national star, taking down the anti-Semitic leadership at some of America's most prestigious universities, and is a proven fighter who knows how to deliver and appeal to independent voters. So she's done that in her congressional district, winning huge margins with independents and converting some Democrats, and she excites our Republican base in a big way, and it's great to have her coming out to Western New York to support our Congressman Nick Langworthy.
Is she the Republican Party's best chance to win the governor's office in the state of New York?
I think we're fortunate to have a lot of good options. It's a sign of how weak Governor Kathy Hochul is and how strong the Republican Party is following Congressman Zeldin's great campaign in 2022. But I certainly talked to a lot of Republicans who are energized at the thought of Elise Stefanik representing our party against the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul. And I believe that if Elise Stefanik should run for governor, we can deliver Erie County for her and make her the next governor of the state of New York.
What kind of challenges does she bring that she presents to the Governor Hochul? And what can she use in her advantage?
Well, I think, first of all, there's no doubt that Elise Stefanik is one of the toughest fighters there is in politics, man, woman, or not. She is fierce. She's a competitor, and she knows how to message in a way that resonates with voters. She also can relate to voters because she's a young mom. All the issues about affordability and raising a family here in New York, she understands because she's living them. So there's a great contrast between a strong woman leader who's a fierce fighter and a feckless governor who has failed this state. So I believe Elise Stefanik gives our party a great opportunity to compete in the governor's race in 2026. And we'll see where things land with the Republican Party nomination. But I think there's a lot of buzz around Congresswoman Stefanik.
Now, is it surprising to you at all that neither of the front runners at this time are not from like downstate or Albany, with Stefanik being from the North Country and obviously Kathy Hochul being from Western New York?
Well, I think in this day and age, it's with media, it's not that hard to cut through, but it is good. I believe it's a positive thing for us to have a true upstater who could potentially be leading our ticket. Elise Stefanik is very familiar with Western New York. She's very familiar with the issues that matter to us. She represents a border district. We're a border town. She represents a district that's been hit hard by the out-migration of people and jobs, just like here in Western New York. So she identifies with the issues that matter to Western New Yorkers, and she'll be able to take that fight to Kathy Hochul because she understands these issues and can speak to them as a true upstate New Yorker.